Here is what don't make no sense to me.
Tell me, because I'm going to tell you what don't make no sense to me.
How are you going to say that trip you enjoyed? When we threw the trip, yes, you didn't want to be surprised, but it was a trip that you would like. I didn't send you to the opera. I didn't send you someplace you wouldn't want to be. I sent you to a place with a person you would enjoy the trip with. So how is that giving you a bad gift? Because that's what you're saying. You want to give me a bad gift.
If I get you a brand new diamond ring, but I throw it in your face and it hits you in the forehead and stings.
Oh, is that?
I gave you a gift. It's just the way I gave it to you.
But you enjoyed the gift.
And you know I don't like being, I know you don't like things being thrown at you. I'm like, but do you like the ring? I mean, I like it, but what? No, shut up.
But here's the thing.
Enjoy the ring and walk around and show it off and shut the hell up.
Now, if it was a new ring, I wouldn't care if you chucked it at me in a turn. I would take it.
And I took the trip, didn't I?
But I would still like it.
And I'm still talking about how you sent me on the trip.
No.
Yeah.
No, I would let go of it. It would actually be a part of the story being phenomenal.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, it would.
And then he walked in.
And I would tell everybody.
And he threw it in my head, and it hurt right here, and yeah. I still didn't like it, but
no,
hey.
No, I'd be like, it was so funny. I don't know why he chose this way, but you know what?
He
wanted it to be memorable.
Then you'd be lying.
And he wanted it to be memorable. You know what Bub did? Start the show. What's up, y'all? We back. Is this going to cause an argument? I'm Angel.
I'm Marcus.
And this man doesn't know how to be grateful.
I do know how to be grateful.
Not from what I can tell.
You can't tell very much then.
I can tell a lot. His birthday is coming up, and his wife, whose love language is not gifts. What is going on?
I don't know. Everything's on silent.
How sway?
I don't know what it ain't. There we go.
There it is. His wife, who's an amazing gift, whose love language is not gifts. Actually, I've been really good with gifts here lately.
You have been lately.
Okay,
yes,
then.
Absolutely. But
in the beginning,
the diaspora of the relationship.
I was not great. Whereas this ungrateful man beside me.
Yeah, she is lying, y'all. Glad y'all know it.
I would be so captivated by a new ring. As long as I'd be like, Marcus, can you wash it? Can you soak it in the Windex to get the poop out of it?
Nope. Take it. You got to take it the way it was given to you. And that's exactly what I did. I ain't getting no poop out. It's going to stay in there, and the poop going to be smeared on your face after I threw it at you.
No, that's not the same. That's not the equivalent.
It is.
I gave you the trip inside of poop, but as soon as you got on that train, the bus to go to get the rental car.
No.
That poop.
The bus to go, okay.
You found out that poop was actually chocolate, and it was all.
No.
Yes. The poop was actually chocolate.
I had to take a flight. First of all, just up and leave in the moment.
No. Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
Up and leave in the moment.
Yes.
Pack your stuff. You leaving.
Yeah.
Up and leave. Not know where I'm going until I get to the airport.
Yeah.
And still not know the full plan.
Yeah.
Go get to the rental car place. Now, some people, oh my God, that's so exciting. I don't like, this is one of the caveats. I don't like surprises like that. I do not.
We need to get to the bottom of that.
Some people just don't like surprises.
No, I'm saying there's something at the root of that.
Okay, maybe I'm a control freak. I don't know.
Oh,
I
never even thought that.
Me either. I don't think that. I'm just throwing out like reasons. Yeah. I don't know. So that's one of the things. So to surprise me with a trip last minute and not tell me anything about the trip, even as I'm on the trip, that's a problem.
What?
Shut.
The thing of it is that
y'all heard me talking about I was stealing?
Deserve.
I forgot they was on there.
I deserve to get some joy in gifting the gift. I do.
And you got it.
Okay. And that's how I got it.
And that's, that don't mean I gotta like it.
But did you like the trip? Yes or no?
Yes. I never said I didn't like the trip. Then. I said, but you didn't like how I get you. I didn't like how I got it. I eventually, yes, I liked the trip. I can't say I liked the full trip.
What part of the trip didn't you like?
From the time where you said, hey, you got to go pack, to like 3 hours later. Because I had to ride to the airport. Y'all, we live like an hour from the airport. I still don't know nothing. I had to start drinking just to get my anger to go away.
Now, this is the thing.
I'm in the airport waiting to get on the flight and still don't know nothing. Other than, oh, you going to Colorado? What the hell is in Colorado? Oh, I'm good. I know you ain't sending me on just a random ski trip.
Okay, what if it was this?
Then I get to college. I still don't know nothing.
What if it was this?
It ain't no what if. It's no, what it was.
I
want
to know.
What if it was this?
What if it was like this huge opportunity that I won for you, but that was one of the caveats. And let's say the opportunity is.
Hold on. Start over.
Say it's an opportunity that I won for you. Huge opportunity. I don't know what would be the hugest for you. If huge would be being in the recording studio with Jay-Z as he's putting out his last album, or if it's like going to do a whole thing with like testing out supercars on a track. But their thing was, you cannot tell this man. Would it be worth it for one of those opportunities?
All right, first of all, you can't throw all these lavish things out, and now I'm expecting some shit like that. So expect disappointment.
Be disappointed. No surprise.
Like, well, first of all, I'm like,
no surprise.
Hold on, he ain't coming out nowhere. I know he ain't coming out nowhere. I've never test track thing I just told her about. Hey, it'd be fine. But again, that's right here in California.
Listen, I'm asking you. Would whatever that saying is, the something.
Would the juice be worth the...
That's not whatever. What I'm thinking, the squeeze, but that would make the sense. Would the means beget the way? The way.
And here's the thing. I don't know. Possibly. Now, the test drive thing, I'm like, you could have, like, told me on the side. That would have been fine.
No, Jay-Z, they said no. No, we will have things the on him follower. To be able to tell if he knows.
I don't know. After the Colorado thing, it will never happen anyway.
What you mean, never?
I'm not leaving the house. You're going to have to tranquilize me. I'm not getting up.
I forewarned you. You acted like I didn't forewarn you.
Wait, how did you forewarn me?
The day before.
What did you say?
I said, Marcus, I know. Listen. Listen, I said, I know you don't like surprises. But you have to go ahead and do what I'm going or do whatever, because it would really ruin a lot. And
that ain't what you said.
What did I say?
You promised me to not be mad at you. That's what you said. You was like, I was like, how are you going to ask me to not get mad? And I don't know what I'm not getting mad at.
Yeah, I said there's a surprise happening. Don't get mad. He knew a surprise was coming. And I said, please don't get mad.
See, it's few people in here do not like surprises.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm like, Angel, your surprise is in this box. Let's say it's the size of a room. We don't know how big or small this surprise is. It's in this box. The only way to open this box is you gotta shoot it out with this. Fully automatic, military grade, 50 caliber machine gun.
As long as the surprise.
No.
As long as the gift. No, I made sure that whatever the gift was going to supersede the method.
And I said, I enjoyed the gift. Go ahead. No, I'm going to interrupt you too. I enjoyed the gift.
Now,
however, the initiation of the gift, yeah. I did not like, and I still don't like, and it was not needed.
It was,
but it wasn't.
It was
for you. It was needed, not for me.
It was needed on a couple of ways. It was needed.
You could have told me that morning. You could have told me the day before. It still would have been like, oh.
But I told you.
You told me when I needed to start packing, which was right then.
So that was...
We had to end the episode.
So surprise over.
It was literally... All right, get up and go pack now. What? No, you got to go. I was sitting there like another 10 minutes because I was pissed.
But then the surprise was over.
No, it wasn't.
The surprise was over.
No.
You knew you were going on a trip.
You see what she...
The big surprise was over.
She's going to piss me off.
The big surprise was over.
It was not a big surprise. How you going
to... Life is a surprise.
I'm in a car heading to the airport and don't know where the fuck I'm going.
To the airport.
Shut up right now.
You went to the airport.
She done lost her mind, y'all.
You went to the airport.
Never again. I don't care.
You went to the airport.
I'm going to miss out. She going to be like, if you had just went on the trip that I tried to surprise you, it was Jay-Z and Obama waiting at the thing for you, and y'all was going to go do so-and-so. Oh, well, tell them niggas I'll catch them next time.
No, you would be mad. Why could you just tell me? Why could you trust me? That's what it is.
Because I would never trust
you.
No.
Don't trust me.
I don't.
That's the problem.
What is that smell? You smell something?
It's probably this.
No, it's something else. Anyway.
Yeah, that's what I smell. Once you
no,
said
I smell
deal.
That, but it's something else I smell.
You don't trust me, and I trust you.
No, you like surprises.
No, and I
you
trust
you. Like surprises. You want me to like something that you like because you are controlling. You are the one that likes surprises, and you are the one that wants...
First of all, you're the one who started Let's Do Big Surprises.
No,
you started
I did not.
Yes, look, you did.
I started with, I'm going to surprise her with the anniversary trip. I'm surprising her with an anniversary trip.
I surprised you
because
with
I surprised
trip.
You. No. I started surprises going on trips for the anniversary. I want to know where we going every year.
You started this mess.
I didn't start it.
You just said you did.
I said my gift to you was a surprise because I know that's what you like. I didn't say this is what we going to start
Marcus,
doing.
It could have just been
I
a trip
I came home
with you.
And said,
Pack
your clothes.
Oh,
we're leaving. And she was like,
critical.
Where we going?
Critical.
Oh my God. Where are we going? I ain't going to tell you where we're going. We're just going. Oh my God. She started packing. I said, just pack because it's going to be hot. Oh my God. She was ecstatic because you like that shit.
Marcus, I would have loved a trip regardless.
But you love being surprised like that. Do you not? Yes or no?
I like.
No. Yes or no? Ain't no I like. Do you love surprises of trips like that of not knowing what's going on? Do yes or
it's
no?
It's not a yes or no.
It is.
No, it's not.
You are the only reason we do the surprise anniversary trip. I be trying to sneak and find out.
Listen.
You got to hide it from me because I want
to.
I ain't got to hide nothing from you. You were purposefully ignoring email if you think it has something to do with a trip because you don't want to ruin your surprise.
No, I don't want to ruin your work.
You can ruin my work.
No, I don't want to. That's rude. 2, you started this. I would have been, Marcus, had you told me, babe, I'm getting our mothers to fly in so that we can go on a trip to Palm Springs, still would have been elated. Elated. Exact same amount of elated.
Imagine that.
So
imagine that.
So
oh
again,
my God, thank you for proving my point.
You started it.
Oh my God.
You started it.
No.
You started it.
I didn't start it.
You started with surprise trips.
I surprised you with a trip. That wasn't a tradition. You copied me.
Did you start with
that? Why did you be original?
You told me to. You said
no, you were a line ahead.
You said it's your turn to plan a trip next year.
Plan the trip. Not surprise me.
The
you just plan
pattern,
it.
The whole
no,
pattern.
No. You just plan it.
I follow patterns
no.
and rules.
No, you are a follower.
I follow patterns and rules.
That ain't no rule. All right, the rule moving forward.
No,
you just
don't
plan
get to
it. Tell me.
Rules.
See? Thank you for proving my point.
Rules.
It would have been just as exciting had you known about it.
I would have
I don't,
been.
Now,
I didn't say just as excited, just as happy.
Okay, same. She
but
proved my point.
The
case closed. Do we have any sponsors?
No.
We'll catch y'all next week.
No.
Holler at me in a minute, Patreon.
This the thing is, why would you start a tradition that you didn't want?
I didn't start a tradition.
You did, babe.
I did not.
You need to accept that.
See?
You did.
No, I didn't.
I would have never thought to do surprise trips if it hadn't been for you.
Because you would have never thought to do a bunch of things that I would do for you and things that you would do for me, because that's my gift to you. That's what you like.
And I'm going to reciprocate.
Hey, if you cut me off again.
You started the tradition. You did.
Angel trash.
In 2010. You've heard me talk about Hungry Root before, so you know how much I love it because it truly simplifies my life as a busy parent, creator, businesswoman, actress. You know all my daggone titles. It seems like it's been such a game changer, truly, for me, saving time as well as reducing the stress around mealtime to do all my weekly food shopping with Hungry Root. Okay, so Hungry Root, what it does is it plans all your meals and your groceries for the week. Okay, first of all, come on, Hungry Root, as my personal assistant, I love it. It fills my cart and then delivers everything to my doorstep. And it has everything that I need to eat healthy every day while fitting into my health goals, dietary preferences, and budget. Okay, I know one of the recipes that I have loved with Hungry Root, it was something having to do with squash. I wish I could remember what it was. So good, because I don't usually have squash like in my day-to-day life as far as in cooking it at home. Without Hungry Root, I wouldn't have been doing it. So thank you. Unlike other food delivery companies, Hungry Root now has over 50,000 chef crafted recipes to choose from each week. Okay. And they're already in about 15 minutes or less, which is amazing. And with over 1,000 grocery items like smoothie, sweets, kids snacks, salad kits, and ready to eat meals and supplements, it's insanely easy to find options that fit everyone's taste and nutritional goals. And we also know Hungry Root is all about the quality. Okay. Screening out over 2,000 additives, including high fructose corn syrup and artificial sweeteners. They use high quality meat and seafood, no hormones or antibiotics. They also have non-GMO options and trusted brands like Vital Farms and Ithaca Hummus. Hungry Root makes it incredibly easy to get it going and actually stick with your New Year's resolution to start fresh with healthy eating. So most resolutions die within a few weeks of New Year's, but Hungry Root makes it easier to eat healthier so that you can seriously stay on track with your new goals and new diet past January, because most of y'all fall off before February, all right? I absolutely love Hungry Root. It really tailors itself to what I like, what my family likes, and I know you will love it too. You understand? You are going to love Hungry Root as much as I do. For a limited time, get 40% off your first box, plus get a free item in every box for life. Go to hungryroot.com/argue and use code argue. That's hungryroot.com/argue, code argue, to get 40% off your first box and a free item of your choice for life. Thank you, Hungry Root. Back to the show. You started a tradition, sir.
I ain't starting no tradition.
You did.
No.
I don't understand.
I just did what I did.
And it was, okay. And then you said,
No.
And next year you got to plan the trip.
We got people that are not strong-willed and strong-minded that follow suit when they shouldn't have.
Are you
not
the head of the house?
Their own thing. I am the head of the house, but okay. Be original. I got with you because you original, and I wanted a woman, leader.
You got,
and
you
not a leader. I need an alpha. What's it called? A type
alpha
A
female.
Alpha female.
And
do your own thing.
That's why I did whatever you wanted to do. I said, you shut up and pack your goddamn old clothes. You're going on a trip, and you're going wherever the hell I tell you going. And that's what happened. And you liked it.
And it ain't doing it no more.
And you liked it. And the surprise was great, because the reason why surprise really had to happen is because we needed you and BJ
exactly.
to be on
I
one
don't
accord.
Like, and I called Tora. I hope Tora watching, because she can kiss all of my ass.
It's
before a shower.
It's a small booty, though, so it's fine.
Sorry.
Get through
ass
it
is ass.
Mwah. There you go. 6 kisses. And it needed to be a surprise.
It didn't.
No, let me tell you why.
It needed to be a surprise for you heifers.
No,
you damn cougars.
Yeah. And you like it. Let me tell you why it needed to be a surprise. One.
Thank God.
BJ Carter would not have, okay, gone on a trip without his wife. Wouldn't have. Did you see the video?
I did back then. I don't remember it, though.
BJ was like, oh, no, you got to tell him you're getting your money back. He literally sounded like a wounded child. He was like, no, no. And she was like, Angel, when we thought of sending him on a trip with you, she was like, here's a problem. He's not going to go without me. And I said, well, then we're just going to have to pretend like you're going on a trip. Packed his whole suitcase. She had to pack a pretend piece of luggage that just had a blanket and a Bible in it. He said, well, that's enough. Come on. We did that so that y'all both could be surprised seeing each other and know in that moment our wives are crazy, but they love us and they know that R&R is needed for mental health.
Shut up.
It is.
Is this an ad?
No. It was good for your mental health. Was it not?
No.
When you got to Colorado and you were there with your friend and you knew what you were there for, you knew all the pieces. You did know all the pieces by the time you got to Colorado. Once you got with BJ, we told y'all what was happening. Huh?
You want to talk about mental health? How about destroying my mental health before that moment?
But he got back
cutting
together.
Me and then giving me a bandage. Am I supposed to be like, oh my God, this was great. You the reason I was bleeding.
No.
Mental health was just fine before that.
You were already bleeding. You were already bleeding.
You ripped that open a little more.
You had to clean out the bacteria.
I had some scabs open. You said, let me snatch him off and open it up.
There was bacteria.
Let me get you a little bit more
bacteria.
Leak.
I had to open it up. Clean it out. Cut out the bad skin. Then bandaged it.
Let me tell y'all how we got here. So, BJ is hilarious. So, my best friend, BJ, back in Kentucky, he just retired. He's been, is it 20 years?
25
years.
No, it's one of the two, 20 or 25
20 or 25 years, Lexington Police Department. He retired. Lead of homicide investigations at the police department, something like that. Got a bunch of awards. Anyway, I remember him going through the academy and all of that, like babyface BJ, skinny black hair, to see him anyway. So he retired. I'll get to that in a second. So he retired, and now they're doing this trip to
out of the country.
And we were sitting here talking about, you know, going to meet them on the trip, and however. That then started the argument of Angel and Tor, his wife, sending us to Colorado to see the Buffaloes play.
No, y'all didn't see the Buffs. Is that the name of the team?
Buffs, Colorado. What's Deion Sanders owed to? Yeah, the Buffs. Colorado. Yeah, Buffalo. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what was I saying?
Get it together.
Hush up. Shut up.
So
we were talking about the dynamic of BJ will not go anywhere without his wife. Like he won't go anywhere in the city without his wife, let alone out of the state.
Yeah.
So they needed to surprise him. Apparently I didn't like the surprise. Still don't like being surprised like that. Didn't like the surprise at all. The trip was great. We had a good time, but that's all it needed to be. You could have told me,
but I didn't.
I know the Buffs. Yeah. This was crazy. After I called him on Friday to congratulate, because I didn't know it was, I thought it was like next month or something. So I saw her post or whatever saying, yeah. I was like, oh, so I called him. So we're sitting there talking to him and he still don't, it ain't fully registered. Uh-huh. Like this is his first Monday of not, you know, cause I'm gonna call him after this, but sitting there talking to him. And then I got out the phone. I was actually on my way to get the boys. I was like that was so surreal. To know that this man done retired from that career, that was more surreal than me stepping away from my 9-to-5.
Yeah.
Because I didn't retire. I transitioned careers.
Yeah.
He actually retired. Like my first friend to actually retire.
That means we old is what you're saying.
That, yeah, that like, I don't know what that feeling was. I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
It was crazy. It's BJ, and that's how BJ is, even more than me. He's extremely structured. That boy got a plan. He said, I'm going to join the police force. I'm going to work. I'm going to retire. And then I'm going to follow my wife around and do whatever the hell she going to do. I know like 10 years ago, he just wanted to do the work the games. He said, that's all I want to do. Drive around in the Tahoe and work all the football and basketball games. He said, that's all it. The dude driving the trucks, he don't do nothing. He's just a police presence. That's all he is. But yeah, to see he act, that's crazy.
Back to you being ungrateful, though. Speaking of gifts.
Back to you being inconsiderate.
Let's just talk about gift giving, okay? My husband back in the day was the champion of gift givers in this relationship. I will give you that. But if we want to talk about a big gift, let's talk about this wedding ring that I love.
Let's not go there.
No, mine. I'm not talking about yours. Okay. I'm not going to do it. Get your head out of there.
I can't. That thing.
Get your head out of it. Wasn't talking about it.
I'll tell him about it. Go ahead.
That'll be saved for the Patreon. I told him what type of ring I wanted. He got me the ring he wanted. And I still show love and appreciation.
Because it's beautiful. Look at that ring.
So if he I got tell her
the
me,
ring she wanted, she wouldn't have anything to look forward to come year 25.
Is that how long I got to wait?
Maybe. Yeah. Why not? 25?
20.
20 ain't no milestone. 25.
20 is a milestone. What are you talking about?
What's it called?
Golden.
No, 25, it don't matter. 20, 25,
25. 20.
Who's getting the ring?
If I 25. Got to, I'll get it.
25.
I want a new goddamn ring. All right, I'll get you a ring. And I want it to be.
I will get you a ring.
No, okay. Keep
it's
on.
It's going to be a great ring.
Keep
it's
on.
It's going to be a great ring. The best ring anybody's ever had.
So the fact of the matter is we've both given gifts in ways or a gift that might have been more suitable for the gift giver than the gift receiver. But at the end of
the day got to end.
And you say thank you because your spouse is the bomb.
I said thank you.
No, you said F both of y'all.
Yeah, I mean it.
While smiling, y'all were cheesing, grinning all up in each other's face.
Oh, we cussed y'all out for a day and a half,
and it was worth it. It was worth it. Me and Tor felt like champions. We won. Yeah,
y'all some hoes.
The best hoes there is. If there was a hoe championship, baby, we won that.
Y'all trash. Chew.
Heavyweight trash.
Right, yeah. Loved I love it. Dumpster truck ooze coming out the back.
You hated it so much. Had your mental breakdown, had to drink to calm your nerves.
Look at but that. Literally, had to put poison in my body.
He enjoys doing that regardless. Then literally, by the end of the night, I could see all of his gums and all of his teeth, all because his goofy little friend gets on the same bus as him. All we hear is, you ain't shit.
I didn't know who said it. I knew whoever said it was talking to me. And I heard, I was on the, I think FaceTime, I don't know, was it both of y'all? You and Tor?
Yeah.
And I hear, you ain't shit. I said, you ain't shit. And I look over and I see him as the door open.
We were like, yeah, we did it. The amount of time and planning and scheming Tor and I had to put together to make this happen. Getting those good seats for y'all.
Taking us through that much stress just for them to surprise us. For them.
It wasn't just for them, it was for y'all. Because BJ wouldn't have came.
If y'all would have told me, I could have got BJ to come.
That's what you think.
That's what I know.
You would have been like, come on, BJ. It's going to be fun. Just me and you. Oh, well, let me see if...
once Tor put her foot down, BJ, just go.
That's not fun for us. BJ, just
see,
go.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, we want to have some fun.
You have your damn fun. How many times a year you go see Beyonce?
We did have our fun.
And Janet.
I haven't seen Janet. You didn't send me to
Yamava.
I'm
saying for her. That's where we should have been.
What? Yamava?
Yeah.
You could have made that happen.
We could have. But you like,
no, I didn't say that. No, the reason why we didn't make it happen. No, the reason why we didn't make it happen is
I didn't know
the,
if Janet was in me, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. No, the only reason why we didn't make it happen is because our mothers planned their own trip to Yamava. Do you not recall? They went to Yamava before Janet.
Oh, yeah. We ain't got to be here with them.
Now, you tell me why.
Tell me why. I don't know how the song goes.
Surprises are good. We flipping the script.
Tell you why surprises are good?
Yeah,
because if you like surprises, it's the excitement.
No, it's not
an if. I got to act like I like surprises.
Yeah, why surprises are a great way to give a gift.
The excitement of not knowing what's happening and the adrenaline rush of there being nothing and then all of a sudden something is just overwhelmingly excited. You know, it's just like, what could be possibly better than a surprise? It's like nothing. It's magic. It truly is magic. The true form of magic of there's absolutely nothing here and boom, here you go. This is yours to have.
Now, the reason why surprises suck is because, especially if you don't really know the person, you
no,
truly,
you can't put that on there.
I'm going to add more.
You can't put, especially if you don't know the person. No.
No, I'm going to put even more on this. I'm just giving one point and I'm going to give more. Especially if you don't know the person, you really could set them up for the old okie doke and could have saved you and them time by just laying out what the plan is so that they could add their own preferences to it so that the gift could be tailored to them better. Also, for some people, the lack of control that they have in that situation puts them at a place of unease. And for them, maybe it's them being on the spectrum or something else where that lack of knowing what's going on can send them into a tizzy. And for some people, being grounded is very important to them. Being able to feel what is going on, know what's going on, so that they can respond appropriately is way more important than the surprise I've been putting in all this work for you. So for some people, hearing about the work that you put into it, knowing that it's coming up, being able to prepare is actually the better gift. You see?
Yeah, I do see.
You probably never thought of it that way.
Shut up. Yeah, let me tell you when we was on that trip what happened. We finally found a grocery store. Because we were in Boulder?
Yeah.
Yeah, Boulder, Colorado. And where we were staying, we had to find somewhere because I didn't take anything to really groom with, but I took my clippers, I think, but didn't take, cause I just had a carry on. Of course, you know, like to keep my hair shaved down. So by the second day, like I was out, cause I hadn't shaved before. I was already looking like, all right, this needs to be maintained. So where I went, they didn't have any shaving cream. This grocery store we ended up finding. And we ended up going to, we found a Dick's and some other stuff. And then by the time we were ripping and running around, got back to the room, I was like, dang, I forgot to find, like, go to a gas station or somewhere, which didn't find very many, to get shave cream. I ended up shaving my head with oil, which was the worst way to actually shave my head.
Because I started doing it with the place.
I didn't even think of shampoo. I've never done it before.
Oh, yeah. You should listen. Women have had to learn how to shave.
I don't know in that hotel if they had that, though.
Shampoo or conditioner is a really great.
Or I could have used soap. Just for the lather.
Yeah, the lather.
What was I saying? And I started using my clippers because they, you know, trim really close, but it was going to take so long. And I was like, I just need something so this can slide across my scalp and not let me cut myself. So I used oil whatever. And then I had, you know, the whole phone using it as a mirror, but it was like, and that was one of the things. I was like, had I known, I would have just.
First of all, who were you trying to look cute for out there?
Ain't no telling who I might run into.
Let
I
me tell you, last good. Time me and Marcus went out here recently, actually, cut this part for the Patreon.
All right.
Anyways, we back regular people. My husband admitted to our Patreon that he does love surprises. He just would like
that's Patreon listen. For y'all listening. Patreon.
No, listen. For y'all on here live,
y'all know she lying.
Regular general folk.
Thank you.
General population folk. I'm telling the truth.
She is
you,
not.
You won't know unless you pay the $5 to find out. But he did admit it.
Angel.
He admitted it.
Uh-huh.
And you'll get to hear
y'all
the,
come on get this.
The foolishness of him at the party, at the club.
I wasn't foolish. You was foolish. You
join our Patreon if you want to find out.
Punk?
You a punk. Anyways. Thank you to our sponsor, Hungry Root, for sponsoring today's episode.
Thank you, Hungry Root.
You can follow us on social media. Yeah, I said it. Follow us. New format, new show. This is always causing an argument.
Yeah, fam. Pray for us.
Until the next surprise, y'all join our Patreon at thatchickangel.com. No, excuse me, at patreon.com.
/thatchickangel.
Shut up.
Mercy.
All right.
It's ridiculous. All right, fam. Y'all have a good one. We'll holler at y'all.
Bye.